Every once in a while, there are those stories out there that listeners jump onto, and then they send us the stories, and they you guys got to put this in your knucklehead, or did you see this? Have you seen this? And
sometimes the picture is better than the story.
Yeah, and that was the case yesterday. A number of people sent us this story here from Eastern Washington, and it's the U-Haul. If you haven't seen the U-Haul in Omak, you need to see the U-Haul in Omak. We'll try to describe it as best we can, but cops pulled this U-Haul over the other day, and I don't know how big the U-Haul is. It's not one of the biggest U-Hauls that you can get, but
it's, you know, it's a box truck U-Haul. It's not like a trailer. It's a, I'd probably say a 15, 17-foot trailer.
Truck. It's not big enough to where you can fit an SUV into it completely. That's the problem. That was the problem. So they pull this SUV over because, this U-Haul over, I should say, because there's an SUV hanging out the back of it.
It's got a strap, though.
The person with the U-Haul wanted to haul the SUV, this red SUV. And somehow they were able to get...
Well, we can rent you the trailer, Dolly, that you can put it on.
No, that's cool. I just need the truck.
They were able to get about half to two-thirds of it inside the U-Haul. They were able to drive it up and get, you know, must have used the ramps there and got it. But they couldn't get it all the way in. So they were driving this U-Haul in Omak with a third of the SUV hanging out the back.
But it's strapped down.
There's a strap.
One strap.
Going over from the top of the U-Haul, going down around the back of the SUV.
Under the bumper.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
But, you know, it's funny. The guy that they had to, whoever drove the car up into the U-Haul probably had to climb out the back hatch, climb over the back seat and then out the back. Because you can't, it's not wide enough to open the doors.
Right. How were they going to get that thing out and down after?
You got to climb through the hatch in the back.
And it's not like this SUV was in pristine condition, because the back end of it looks like it had been dented in slightly. But they wanted it. They wanted it. They had to go wherever they were going. So that's how they put it in there. And the driver was cited for failing to secure a load with safety chains. And then also fined $139 and his license was suspended, according to state troopers. So
did you ever do anything like when your dad would, like, he wanted to tow a car, but he didn't. So he just put like a chain on it and you would ride in the car behind that's being towed and just ride the brakes so you wouldn't slam into the back of your dad's car that was pulling it?
I have not done that.
Yeah, my dad was classic for that.
Didn't do anything like that. But that's what we have. So what we'll do this morning is we'll take, if you got a good U-Haul, misuse of a U-Haul story where you had one and you did something with it you probably shouldn't have. Maybe not intentionally abused it, but just, I don't know if you overloaded it, if you, I don't know what
I
you,
mean, there were people renting U-Haul. Remember when there was the rental car shortage? There were people renting U-Hauls because they couldn't find rental cars.
Yeah.
So you know some of it got used in funny ways.
So if you have a misuse of a U-Haul story, pictures aren't required. We will put you in the running for your choice. You can go with the Scorpions and Whitesnake at the Tacoma Dome, or you could opt for a key, one of our 50 keys to spring for the CF Moto Z Force 950 Sport side-by-side. That would probably fit inside that U-Haul.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that also includes a gift card to Twin Sisters Brewing.
My favorite non-normal use of a U-Haul that I ever saw was at the Gorge. We'd gone to Lynyrd Skynyrd and the Doobie Brothers back in the day. And afterwards, it's going on in the parking lot. It's like District 9, you know, up there. And And we're wandering around through the campground because we want to just, you know, check it out. People watching, whatever, after the show. And we see this huge gathering of people. And we start walking towards it, and we realized everybody's gathered around this U-Haul truck. The guy had driven a U-Haul to the concert. And he has the roll-up door up and the ramp out. And in the back of the U-Haul, he's got two Lazy Boys. And in the middle of the Lazy Boys, he's got a big keg of beer on in a trash can on ice. And the music's blaring and whatever. And any girl that would walk up the ramp to where the Lazy Boys were and pop the top, they'd give her a keb cup full of beer. And the place was just going bananas. Guy was using a U-Haul truck as like a strip club.
I wonder if you tell the guy that when you're renting it out or about to return it. Yeah, you know what we did with this thing today? You know what we did with it last night? Here's what we used it for. Here's what we used your U-Haul for. The kid behind the counter, he didn't care.
Nope.
Yeah, cool. Brad and John.
You want the insurance?
Brad and John at KISM.com.
Don's on line 3.
Hey, Don.
Well, good morning, John.
Oh,
how are
Dawn.
You today?
Hi, Don. What did you do to the U-Haul?
Well, it was a Hertz Penske Cube van, but same thing. And for 2.5 years, 3 weekends a month, I would rent a Cube van and stick a stallion in it because I only had a 2-horse trailer at the time, and I had 3 to horse show. So I was traveling all around the United States, sticking a stallion inside the Cube van every weekend and then cleaning it out and returning it on Monday.
Is there anything in the paperwork that says you can't put animals? You can't put animals in there?
Boy, I don't know. I'd clean it really well, and then they had no idea because I also had all the gear, horse show gear, and the horse and 3 dogs, my horse show bed.
You know what we need to do, Brad? We need to talk to somebody who used to work at one of these U-Haul places because they probably got the stories.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe what this idiot did.
Just because
with
it says mother-in-law, mother's attic above the cab doesn't mean you're supposed to live up there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. There's probably some of that going on.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Well, the horse loved it. I'd leave the sliding glass or the sliding wood door open to the back cab, and he'd stick his head in through the middle.
Sure.
And he'd look out the front window as
Can
I was
we stop?
Driving.
I'm starving.
Yeah.
Horse when are we going to be there?
It was pretty cool, and everybody would come around. They called me the Penske Princess.
Thank you, Don.
Thanks, Don.
We got a U-Haul abuse story here from the peninsula. Go ahead.
I was at the boat ramp here about a year ago and up in Squim, and somebody had rented a brand-new U-Haul pickup to launch their boat, but their boat was so big that they had to back the pickup all the way back in the boat ramp. It was the back of the bed was full of water, and water was coming inside the doors of the new truck. And we thought, you know, what a great idea, because nobody wants to do that to their truck in the salt water. The thing sat there for 10 minutes in the water. So, but yeah, it was a brand new U-Haul truck.
Yeah, they probably got away with that too. You take it to the car wash afterwards and, you know, when you return it, they're not going to know.
Yeah, it was pretty smart, you know, because, like I said, they didn't want to hurt their rig.
Yeah, hey, $29.99 a day. Why,
That's right.
Should I ruin my car?
Hey, thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Brad and John at KISM.com.